it's Mr. Know-It-All!
Hello there, boys and girls, Mr. Know-It-All here. Today I'm going to read some listener mail. The first letter is from little Emma Cartwright of Plenty, Idaho. She asked, Mr. Know-It-All, how do you know it all? Well, Emma, you know it isn't easy having all this knowledge wrapped up inside of my head. There's lots of school, studying, years of discipline, and hard work. Who am I kidding? It's all thanks to the writers of this show. And next we have a letter from Bart Wawalski from Little Pea, Arkansas. He asked, Mr. Know-It-All, if you know so much, prove it. Okay. Why is the sun's corona the hottest layer when it is farthest from the sun's core than the other layers? Well, it's because, where are those writers when you need them?
And now here's something you'll really like.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Welcome to Technorama! This is a show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. This show has been found to cause choking in small children. This is show number 121 for June 29, 2006. I am your host, Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Inspector number 42, Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
Nanu nanu. Oh, wait. That's not right.
No. Shall we try again? If this is your first time joining us, welcome. We just told you what the show's all about. Lighthearted tech, science, sci-fi, that sort of thing. Join us, sit back, have some fun. If you're returning, thank you for coming back. We know it wasn't easy. Coming up on
work.
In this round of the fight, we've got... Let's talk more about Superman. Why am I not surprised? Because I know you're not tired of Craig talking about it. He's also putting his RSS feeds. You tell him.
I'm putting RSS feeds all over our internet at work. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Get y'all's feedback.
That and much, much more after we dance the On This Day in Tech History dance. Be right
back.
Can't
touch this. Do, 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 do.
On this day in tech history for June 29th, 2006. This is June 29th, it's the 180th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are just 185 days remaining in 2006. It was on this date in 1850 that coal was first discovered on Vancouver Island. And on this date in 1927 was the first test of Wallace Turnbull's variable pitch propeller. Joseph Armand Bombardier of Canada received his patent for the sprocket and track traction system used on snow vehicles on this date in 1937. And it was on this date in 1956 that the Federal Highway Act of 1956 is signed, officially creating the United States Interstate Highway System. And the NASA space shuttle Atlantis docks with the Russian Mir space station for the first time on mission STS-71 on this date in 1995. Happy birthday goes out on this date in 1861 to William Mayo, the American physician and founder of the Mayo Clinic. Also, happy birthday to American astronomer George Ellery Hale, born on this date in 1868. Also born on this date in 1903 is the English electronics engineer Alan Blumline. And finally, happy birthday to Ray Harryhausen, the American filmmaker, born on this date in 1920. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for June 29th, 2006.
I'm Patrick Norton from DL.TV and Twit. and you're listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
Welcome back. Before we go too much further, we got a couple of personal updates again. We like sticking these right after On This Day in History. It's fun and comfortable.
Comfortable.
Oh, I have to admit, Craig, you're going to be carrying the show tonight because I just got back from a two-day business trip to Chicago and have had almost no connectivity the whole time. Just enough to say, Craig, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Well, I made it. I got back home, got in the hot seat, recorded On This Day in Tech History, and we're ready to roll. That's about what's happened this evening.
That's Chuck's personal update. Actually, mine is this weekend. I'm going to try and make it up to the Heroes Con, which is the comic book convention in Charlotte. Starts this weekend. It starts Friday, actually, and goes through Sunday. So if anybody is in the Charlotte area and is wanting to go, it's this weekend. I'm going to be there Saturday afternoon for just a little while wandering around. And there's a lot of big names there. I'm hoping to try and catch the, I think it's at 2 o'clock on Saturday, they have a drawing contest, and people can get up there and they compete for a three-day pass for the next year. But you know, it's just a lot of fun to get up there and draw with the pencils, and I was thinking about trying it.
They teach you how to draw?
No, you draw for the contest.
Oh!
You draw a picture. They supply the pencils and the paper, and you draw like a superhero, whatever you want to draw, I guess, and you have a lot of time, and you compete for a three-day pass for next year.
Because when I was at Disney, they taught me how to draw Goofy.
Well, I mean, I've been drawing cartoons for years since high school, all that free time I had in high school. And anyway, I'm about to start my web comic. I'm really working on it. I think when I get back from my vacation, I don't want to start anything right before I take off, you know, but when I get back, I'm going to redesign my site and start from scratch and start a web comic.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's about a show. It's about two guys doing a podcast. No. Plenty of material there.
I don't think so. Quick update on the... Well, we don't have a whole lot of listener feedback this time. It's been a light few days, probably because I've been out of town. No email, no voicemail. We'd love to hear from you if you want to tell us what's up or respond to something we say in the show. Chuck@chuckchat.com. We'll get you email here if you have a voice comment. You can leave it on our listener line, 206-222-CHAT. We'll repeat all that information at the end of the show. Usually in character.
One of us.
It's also light in the chat room tonight. Oh, Scott R. just joined us.
Scudder.
He's the man behind our audio streaming. So if you happen to be wandering around the internet and going, wonder what there is to do tonight, check out the audio stream. Join us for a live show.
Why don't you go ahead and give out the shout out to the chat room?
We got Frank DeFixer, KL, Mark Shepard, Missing Intellect, Scott R. just joined us, as I mentioned, Tim Elliott, and
Zahadu.
He's there like the furniture.
We just move him around. He's still there.
We also have birthday.
He's there like a bad end table. We just keep pushing him around.
little left. No, too far. Right?
Nope.
Right. Perfect.
No, over. Over.
Leave him there. We also have one birthday in the listener birthday calendar for the 29th. This is the show for the 29th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Martin McKay. It's the big 40. That's what he's got in the notes. So, Martin.
Lordy, lordy, Martin's 40.
It's overrated. You're only as old as you act. Look at me.
I'm 85. You're a young idiot.
K.O. was just asking me in the chat room, are you 12 or 40?
Yes. All right.
It's more news with those guys.
And news.
Take us into the news, Craig.
Well, you know, we're big fans of Dig. Anyway, Dig made it to version 3.0. Yeah, Dig's all right. I do go there a good bit. Anyway, Dig has got their new 3.0 version up there, and I thought I'd mention it. It looks really cool. They've added some more categories, so it's not just tech. I think they've got, like, science, entertainment, and all that kind of good stuff. And it kind of breaks down. And they got some other cool features. Like if you have a list of friends, like I've got a list of friends on there. I can see if they've digged, which not many of them do. They can go in there and I can see what they dig and everything right off the front page. It's all listed there. It's pretty cool. There's some really cool things. And, you know, I like the interface. It's nice and clean. Anyway, you can go check it out if you haven't already.
Of course we don't dig. We read it all through RSS feeds.
Most of it I do. But I do use Dig every now and then.
So this is the release that has the multiple category stuff, right? This is the one that's going to take it out beyond just the tech geek stuff?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It has...
what are some of those other categories?
Well, they're...
Medical?
The one... medical. No, they have technology, science, world and business, videos, entertainment, and gaming. And below each one of those major categories is... You know, like under technology, there's Apple design, gadgets, hardware, da 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 da.
Sounds science. Still very tech slanted. I mean, with games.
No, that's like, for example, world and business. We have the business and finance, politics, world news, and offbeat. So,
news of the offbeat. Oh, wait, that was a Rick D's segment once upon a time.
News of the offbeat. So, anyway, it's pretty cool, and you can go check it out. Now, the next item I have here is Novell has some videos about their new SUSE Enterprise Linux that they're going to be coming out with.
SUSE.
It's been delayed a little bit till, I think it's supposed to launch in fall. But you can download a pre-release version they just released yesterday, I think it was. Anyway, I got a link to some videos on there. From there, you can link over and download it if you want. There's 5 CDs. And from the videos, the guy kind of glazes over the features. As in, they look like he's talking to an end user rather than just a Linux zealot like myself. But you can, but if you watch it, you can actually glean some of the cool features that they have and how they're trying to make it really easy to use. Like the XGL stuff with the cube effect, you know, with your desktop and spinning and all that.
Yeah.
Right now, with my Ubuntu Linux, I had to jump through a bunch of hoops like a circus poodle to get it turned on. Here, yeah, thank you. Sit, Ubu, sit. Anyway, they have like a checkbox where you can turn it on.
I'm only here for the sound effects.
Yeah. So then you can just turn it on, and they got like abbreviated start menu. But it says computer. You click on it, and it has a list of your programs, like XP where that you normally run, where you can change that list to documents or, you know, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
You can check out the videos. They're easy to watch. They're in Flash on their website. And Daimler Chrysler announces that they're going to sell smart cars. Are you familiar with smart cars?
No. Chuck? Let's clue in the listener who doesn't know. That would be me.
Yeah. Well, the smart cars are this little car. I think they've been selling them mostly in European countries. They're the cars. They're real compact in size. They almost look like some of those concept electric cars that you've seen where they're just only a two-seater. They're small. The cage, I think we talked about, remember... I think I showed a video when we talked about a video where they crashed it and then it was surprisingly in good shape because the shell is engineered to hold withstand a good impact. It's a two-seater car. They're small and they get like 60 miles to the gallon.
Is this the one that will start to apply brakes if it senses an obstruction coming at you?
No, that was Volvo.
Oh.
But the smart cars, they're small, really tight, small cars, I guess for commuters really, and they started about $10,000 on up, and they have some really cool ones that are like more sporty. But they, like I said, they get like 60 miles to the gallon.
So I mean, the rest of us are driving dumb cars. They have smart bombs and dumb bombs.
You're below me. So anyway, I was kind of interested in them. I don't know that I'll get one.
$10,000? That's not a bad price for a car.
No, it's not. No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying it's not a bad deal. I'm just saying I don't know that I'll get one because it's just the size kind of gets me.
When they get a minivan, I'm on it.
Well, they did say they were having an SUV model.
Oh, that'll sell like hotcakes.
It might.
A smart SUV, a SUV.
Yeah, and I think it's actually their cars are smaller than normal, but so I guess an SUV would be like a regular size normal sedan. Anyway, if you get on the Google and search for smart cars, you'll find one.
All right, time for a break. We'll be right back.
Bat.
By your command.
BSG News.
Caprica is a spinoff of Battlestar Galactica. It goes back 50 years. Gray stones. They're related to the Flintstones.
Gallstones.
And I started thinking, does that mean they're going to look like the chrome toasters that everybody keeps talking about?
Keep the humans entertained.
Remember the first BSG?
The first ones look like Bender.
Yeah.
We had to fix the attitude and drinking problem. They couldn't shoot straight.
Welcome to the Sandler 1.5-1.0 with a drinking, cigar smoking, womanizing robot.
Pardon Chuck, he's giddy.
BSG and Futurama.
Uh-oh.
This is Steve Wozniak. You're listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
Back to three stories. It's all yours, buddy. Oh, it's mine. I'm the one who put this in here.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only thing you put in there tonight.
And I screw it up.
Man.
I got an email just moments ago from Shamar Basu. I hope I said that right. But you know me. I'm allowed. I'm a podcaster. I have a license to screw up names.
Sure.
Sent me a link to... What site was it? Flickr.com. It's a Flickr site. This guy made window shades. You know, kind of go over your windows in your living rooms. Out of computer punch cards, of nothing less. And said, Chuck, yes. Do you think you have enough to make a set? I said, I probably don't have to do the whole freaking house. It's getting it past the wife. That's the hard part.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could probably do one window, and that's the one down in the basement.
The one right here in the studio. That would be cool.
Now, you know what would be really cool is if you made these Venetian blinds, but made them where they were computer controlled, where it would open it and close it on your by clicking on the mouse.
Wow. Mixing high tech and old tech.
Yeah.
That would be
cool. I challenge you. I smell a challenge.
You know what? I've got horizontal blinds, and we had some in the rummage sale that needed to be restrung, but these are vertical blinds out of the punch cards, so that would not work with my current implementation or supplies.
Hey, man, go to Home Depot and pick up a rail, and you're in good shape.
I've got some PVC pipe. That might work.
Hey, you know, if you took some PVC pipe and cut a groove out down the middle, you could do it.
Don't get me thinking on that. I got other things to do.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Hey, where can I find some good information about music and TV and videos and things?
Over here, in the media corner.
Gosh, sorry. What could we be talking about this time?
I'm sorry, but that over here in the media corner cracks me up every time I hear it.
He may be coming back.
This is some hairy high school kid. Over here, I'm sorry, I can't help it. I have to comment on every time we play it.
Are you going to talk about, like, Superman again?
Yeah. I went and saw it last night, and there was a lot of people in the theater with me. Instead of having a midnight showing, they had a 10 o'clock showing, and I was like, thank God.
What? That's, no. Then it didn't start on the 28th, it started on the 27th. Well, I guess it was the 28th somewhere in the world,
today
right?
Today is when it opens officially, but they have, you know, they do a midnight showing before, but they actually did it at 10 o'clock instead of midnight. And they were doing that everywhere, which, like I said, I was so happy about that because, you know, the movie is 2.5 hours.
All right, no spoilers.
No, I'm not going to give any spoilers. I'm better than that.
But what did you think of it?
Well, the Earth exploded and, no, I'm kidding. Superman had to go to Mars. Anyway, I thought it was really, really, really good movie. I enjoyed it. I would say it was excellent. There was, Brandon Ralph, it's South with it, like Ralph, Brandon Ralph and Kevin Spacey nailed their parts. And like I said, I wrote about this on my blog, so if you've seen my blog, you probably know what I'm going to say. But they had shadows of the previous actors. You can see that they were kind of incorporating him a little bit, but they were on their own characters. And Brandon Routh nailed Superman, and Kevin Spacey nailed Lex Luthor. Kate Bosworth, who did Lois Lane, she did an okay job. It's like there was something missed, and she wasn't quite sassy enough, you know, or unpredictable.
What were you comparing her to?
Margot Kidder.
Or Lois and Clark?
No. Margot Kidder from the original.
Okay.
Movies, as I'm saying, she just seemed a little something. However, she did do her job well, and I really did enjoy her in the movie. And the special effects were really cool. You've seen the trailer where the plane's trying to stop the plane?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to give away anything. Well, your point of view is up in the sky, and the plane comes down, and you see it pass your point of view, mm-hmm. and then you see Superman fly down there like he's trying to catch up with it. and you see it all him go down in the distance, and it looks so cool because the picture has so much depth. It really gives you a sense that, you know, he's really flying and he's trying to get down there. And it's that kind of thing, those kind of special effects that really set off the movie. He used his powers a lot, which was cool. So it was really good to see him back in action. Like I said, I really enjoyed it. The only problem I had with it was it slows down some and does a lot of character development. And you're like, okay, it's now time to pick back up. And there you go. And so they really needed to do that, and it was fine. But, you know, it kind of drugged the movie down a little bit in some places. However, it was a really good movie. Writing was perfect. They updated Superman and gave it a few twists, which I'm not going to tell you about. You had to go see. Okay. Another thing,
Okay.
So the other thing I wanted to bring up was if you go see the movie and you find some Easter eggs and they're in there, come back and put them in the wiki because I want to start a little collection. I found one. I'm going to put it in there tonight so you can already go in there and look, and then you can look for it in the movie. It won't give anything away, of course, but anyway, I thought it'd be cool. Because I read that a lot of the scenes were, or not a lot of the scenes, but some of the situations where the characters were standing and everything, they kind of mirror some of the covers in the old comic books over time. And I said, oh, that's pretty cool. And I thought I recognized one thinking back on it, but I don't know. I don't remember all my comic book covers that well to tell that. But if somebody, you know, can, I think it'd be cool to see.
You have to Google the images or something.
Oh, man. Well, see, that's kind of hard to do, you know. But, I mean, or start reading my comics again. But anyway, if you find some Easter eggs in there and you come back and post them in the wiki. Now, I wanted to also tell you that Refrederator, which is the podcast available through iTunes, and they play vintage cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing Superman Week, and they're playing some of the Max Fleischer cartoons through there. And I've watched some of those; are pretty good.
Link and in the Fox show notes.
Yeah, check the show notes. And Foxtrot gets into the Superman action. I think he's doing a Superman kick this week too. So,
oh, I haven't read it this week. I got to catch up.
Well, there's a link in the show notes.
I'll go there now.
Oh, okay. Also attached to Spider-Man, I saw the teaser for Spider-Man because, you know, Spider-Man Superman. Can't be left out.
Yeah. You said anyway, attached to really Spider-Man cool. With Spider-Man.
Must no, have I said been, Superman.
You said Spider-Man first.
Hey, well, you know what? We're recording this. I'll check it back later. But, you know, attached to Superman is Spider-Man. Sticky son of a... And it was a good one. It was good. I'm looking forward to that as well. He's on black. He's got the black outfit on, and you see the pictures of the Sandman and all that good stuff. So...
I'm
also
scared.
In the media corner, huh?
I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
He's in black. He's not in red and blue.
No, 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 no. There's a reason why he's in black.
Stealth paint?
Venom. It's the symbiote that comes from space. And it gives him a little extra powers, you know, but and he's cool with it for a while. And then it starts to take over him, so he's trying to get rid of it. And that's part. And it's all comic book lore.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, that's where that comes from. And Trevor Grace from the 70s show is in it. And I forget who he's playing. I should probably know. And I'm going to be called out on it anyway. And next in the media corner, it looks like Wolverine is the first to get a spinoff from the X-Men.
Really?
Yeah. They mentioned in the article that it would come out 2007. But I think
that sounds a little soon.
That was a little. I think that was retracted. However, that the International Industry Conference Cine Expo, the studio promised gathering exhibitors a Jackman star titled Wolverine for next year. But like I said, they changed the next year part, and Jackman himself had a taped promise that they played there as well. I guess these are some investors and stuff for the movies. Also, here's something cool from this is a page from Ron Moore's podcast style.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Kevin Smith, who directed Clerks and Clerks 2, has recorded a director's commentary that you can download, of course, to your iPod and go to the movies and listen to the director's commentary while you watch the movie.
Mm.
Which I thought was pretty cool. Of course, I wouldn't do that the first time I saw it. So it's kind of designed for you to do it a second time, which I think was a pretty neat idea.
Well, Craig, you brought us through the media corner successfully. Let's hear it for Craig!
Yay. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, that's enough.
You can all be seated. Thank you.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Hey, we're not rocket scientists. They are. It's a Pac-Man ass tattoo.
You will see someone's posterior not disgustingly displayed.
I always think of Patty and Selma on The Simpsons.
Well, it's not a high-res butt, kids. You could end up like Craig. Why is that the example everybody uses?
I don't know. You can email Chuck at chuck@chuckchang.com. Send audio comments.
Have you been drinking tonight? Leave the podcasting to the professionals.
Technorama. Just another way to stick it to the man.
Should have played that one before Spider-Man thing. Stick it to the man. Yeah. We still have no bumper for the Geek Library. I will get to one sooner or later.
How about, shh, be quiet.
It's a Geek Library.
Yeah. Oh, wait. The first one I have a link to is the love song about an IRC bot. Yes, it's true. Somebody wrote a love song.
You mean
song
like
about
that? Instead of going, shh, it's the Geek Library, we could go like this.
The library. Okay. Now, this song, this is a Swedish song or something about
a love song about an IRC bot.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, let me see if I can get it. Point. Hold on a second.
Kind of chopped up.
Yeah, it's not going to work right because okay. I'm online. Or here you go. Hold on a second.
Are they singing about like RoboChuck?
It's like Swedish or something.
If he says RoboChuck, I'll die.
No, he doesn't mention RoboChuck. RoboChuck, AI. Anyway.
That's in the chorus. Funny.
You can go watch it, and it has subtitles on it. It's kind of strange.
And then you found something from Lifehacker. Wow, what a surprise.
Yeah, well, they put out some
good
stuff.
I know, I'm just giving you a hard time.
Well, you know what? When I go through my feed reader, I'm like, I just mark stuff by what I've looked at, and before I know it, I'm like, well, they put out some good stuff because they're on there. Anyway, they have a little, they tell you, basically it's talking about using the Autorun on a USB stick. And a couple of programs to kind of auto-launch some menus or applications that you have some of your portable apps that you put on a thumb drive, like the portable Firefox or the portable Thunderbird or any of those things out there to show you how to do a quick launch, which is kind of cool.
I got things like resumes on my thumb drive.
Yours or other people's? In case you need to. Here, let me upload this.
I carry around a Technorama or two.
Yeah. Well, the next thing I've got in here is how to correct perspective lens distortion on digital photos. And they talk about a free open source program to do the lens correction. So if you take a picture and you can see it's skewed a little bit, you can arrange it or do panoramics. And you can go read that article. I'm also talk about that on Valid Syntax when I get a next one
out. So it fixed the aspect ratio thing. So if you took a picture of a horizon and it curved at the edges, it would fix that, but well, I guess it really wouldn't matter. You wouldn't notice it too much. I'm thinking a chromatic aberration. Do you know what that is?
No, it wouldn't really fix that, but I mean, it's more for perspective and stuff,
okay.
Especially if you're doing like a panoramic, because you know, if you move the camera around.
Oh yeah. It's hard to line up the edges when things get rounded on the edges.
Well, with this program, you can go in and like square edges, or you mark the endpoints, not endpoints, but pivot points, and it'll straighten them all out.
Especially if you had a wide angle, it would. Anyway.
Yes, cool. Yes, that's exactly what it's for. You know, or that's a good one right there. So
I'm just with it tonight for not having prepared at all.
Yeah, I just noticed my link is broken on that, so I have to go fix the link. Anyway, just moving this right down the line, this guy buys a TARDIS.
What?
Yeah. This Doctor Who fan bought a replica tortoise.
No, that was the last show. Harriet died.
Quick, yeah. Rose, get in the tortoise.
Anyway. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just this image, this flashback to Evo saying Wash died. Now we can say Harriet died.
Yeah. Well, the tortoise looks, it looks like the one in the you know, kind of like the one in the show. I think this is more, they got to actually, if you go to the site that the article talks about, you can buy that in different ones, like from the TV show or from the older shows or movie. And anyway, it's kind of cool.
You know, last summer, Richard Vobes podcasted from inside the TARDIS, the real TARDIS on the BBC yeah. studios.
I remember him talking about that. And he actually had, I think his album art was a picture of it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's something cool you can brag about.
Yep. Now here's one more thing. Don't forget, all you space geeks, what happened Saturday?
Space shuttle?
Bingo.
Space shuttle bingo?
Space shuttle Yahtzee.
Spot the Earth. Check off a square. Find Africa. Check off a square.
Here's the game they play on the shuttle. I spy the moon.
Yep.
I spy the Earth. I spy the moon. I spy Orion. There it is.
Anyway. I spy the sun. Ah, my eyes!
Yeah. I made you look.
Your hair's standing up.
I got a couple more links to that kind of made their way in there. I'm just going to leave them for Novell talking about the Linux distro again. So, and there you have it. And then we got Mad Marv's chock full of links.
What did Marv send us this time?
Snakes in a plane trailer. The full resolution photos of NASA's new spaceship, which I think we talked about once before. The top 10 lists of top 10 lists. And, oh, you know what? I'm going to skip this. The penny jar stops a bullet and fired at a New York
cool.
scene. Yeah, imagine that.
Somebody was shooting and instead of going in, it went into the house and hit a jar of pennies and stopped it somehow. I guess we're going to have to.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's from a. What do you want to bust that myth? If you shoot far enough away.
Hey, Adam Savage, we got one for yeah. him.
You know, if it shoot that far away, like from a street or something like that, and it hits something as hard as a penny, you know, bunch of pennies, it's going to stop.
Yeah, but you'd think the pennies would go ricocheting in weird directions and become lethal weapons.
Nah, because they were in a jar. If it hit, it's not, you know, if they were somehow standing
I guess.
Free, you know.
Okay.
So, whatever. Whatever. What do I know? Let's ask Mr. Know-It-All.
Hey, Mr. Wizard! I mean, all right, we're going to take you out of this.
There.
Give you a short one tonight. Don't forget, send us your pictures. We're still looking for lots of pictures about you so that I can put them in the expo presentation. Just, you know, send me a link to a Flickr page or something a little large. I mean, 170 by 170 won't cut it when you put it up on a projector, so... It's got to be, it doesn't have to be, you know, 18 billion megapixels by a jillion. You know, that's a little too large. You know, Google does have a 2.5 gig mailbox limit. So, you know, 2 megapixel, 1600 by 1200 or the other way around, you know, would be
terrific.
You don't
want some of those Mars high resolution images type.
Yeah.
That's 5 megs or whatnot.
And we discovered a bit of a wrinkle in our Friends in Tech contest for getting reviews at iTunes Music Store. We had someone from Australia say, you know what? I put in a review and it only came up as mine is the only one. And I went, no, I've got 11 out there right now. Well, you know how iTunes Music Store has country dependent sites and things that you can, there's iTunes Music Store in the UK and
yeah.
Well, apparently they don't aggregate their comments either. So as far as we know, we're winning because we're huge in Japan. We must have like 10,000 reviews on the Japan iTunes. So you know, I declare us the winner by default.
You know what? I should contact the people at Apple and ask them if they can tally our iTunes.
Go do that. And you can do that right after you're done reading the credits as Adam West.
Adam West. Oh, okay, old chum. The listener line is 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. You can email chuck@chuckchat.com and audio comments at chuckchat@gmail.com. He'll get that on his back computer. You can email Craig at chuckchat.com. and visit the website at chuckchat.com for everything under the sun. Now, Robin, let's get in the back car.
That was holy stupid. Dog food, that was horrible.
It sounded great in the car.
It sounded like kind of like Clint Eastwood.
You feel lucky? What do you?
This show is a member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. Audio streaming provided by Scott Reynolds. Chat room provided free by freenode.net. And if you're getting this show by clicking on it on the website, consider subscribing. Get yourself a podcatching client like iTunes or iPod or Lemon.
And I promise not to do Adam West again.
And you can get the show automatically delivered to you for free. Yeah, Adam West, scratch that on the list. But we might have an opening for a Clint Eastwood. Tell a friend about Technorama. And as always, thanks for listening. And Craig will give you, for free, a binary high five.
101, punk.
Later, y'all.
And now, here with an uninterrupted... And now, here with an uninterrupted supply of useless knowledge...
Or was it misinformation?
And now, here with a...
My voice cracked on that one.
And now, here with an uninterrupted supply...